RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, from the NCF, now to the PC on your favorite travel radio show. Here we go with today's personal connection, and we're sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
As America turns 250, let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, monuments, or main streets, America's not just something to remember. It is something to go and experience.
Yeah, absolutely. We have such a great country, folks. You know, Colette, they've been guiding travelers across the U.S. now for over a century. They offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. So go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America great and travel unforgettable. Visit GoColette.com/United States for all the info and show specials, or just go to RMWorldTravel.com, click under sponsors.
All right. Mother-daughter duo Dr. Evelyn Kelly and Natalie Kelly have traveled to 7 continents, more than 85 countries, and all 50 states. When not traveling, Evelyn loves to write. She's taught at 4 universities and written a popular travel series called Armchair Adventures. Natalie's the CEO of a Florida state organization, and she's been a director in the Florida Senate and also enjoys writing. Together, they've written Have a Love Affair with Travel. It's part of the reason we invited them to join us for today's personal connection.
Evelyn and Natalie, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much.
Well, great having the both of you on with us this morning. So, you know, on this program, since it's syndicated radio, we have to sometimes paint pictures with words. And as we share your story with listeners across the country, Evelyn, I'm going to begin with you, taking you back to the early 90s and have you share how your travels with your daughter, Natalie, got started.
It started with I lost. I ran for a political office and we lost. And my husband said, well, why don't you and Natalie go to Europe? And we said, oh, you know, we don't have money. We don't have time. And who's going to watch the dogs? He said, just go and I will watch the dogs. And that is the way we started.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. And that is such a great example of how a loss can really just send
Turn
you on your journey,
positive.
Literally. And
yeah.
Look at you now, ladies. Natalie, I want to give our listeners a quote from the book that you wrote with your mom. I'm going to read the quote, and then I'd like for you to expand on it a little bit. I think this is a terrific quote. We show the difference between tourists and travelers. A tourist wants to escape life, looking for the comforts and conveniences of home, while a traveler wants to experience life and seeks to understand the culture and adapt. Go for it, Natalie.
We have a passion to learn about people, about cultures, the way they live, what they eat, what they do. And in order to understand other people, it makes us understand about our lives and our country and really how fortunate we are to live in this wonderful country. So that's, to me, is the difference between a traveler or, you know, a visitor. You know, what we want to do is we learn about the people. So we just don't go there and take pictures and then put it on, you know, Instagram and there mm-hmm. you go. No, we want to learn about the people. We want to learn about travel. And you know what? We want other people. We encourage people to go and travel and do the same thing.
Well, you're on the right program for that, for sure, certainly. So listen, you know, you're both joining us on the program today for our personal connection segment. And it's the part of the show where we talk about how travel has impact, it transforms, really just through meaningful experiences. So Evelyn, I'd enjoy hearing what travel means to you and talk about what it's like traveling with your daughter.
What it means to me is that I have learned my daughter. It means that we know how to share, and I think that is the main thing. We both have our personalities. For example, I like to get up in the morning. I like to write, and she likes to stay up at night, and she likes to take pictures. So together, we work a whole system in which we travel together. So that means so much to each one of us. And that is what we have developed over the years.
Flexibility and the ability to adapt, all very important things in travel. So, Natalie, question.
I have an illustration I can tell you.
Go right ahead, Evelyn.
Okay. We were in Prague, and I was so excited about going to the opera and listening to Verdi's Nabucco. And Natalie wasn't excited at all. So she went out being bored after a while. And there was a group of guys over there talking about college football. So she went and joined them. So you can see I love the opera, and she loves talking about college football, and both of us.
Listen, just two different types of culture. That's all it is.
You're both learning from each other, too. I love it. All right, Natalie, you get a chance to respond to your mom there. Your personal thoughts on what you enjoy with all your travels with your mom.
Oh, you know, this is so funny. I get this question asked. I'm telling you, everybody asks this question. How can you travel with your mother? Your mother's 90 years old. Yes, she is. And her goal is to make, before she turns 100, mm-hmm. to make 100 countries. And we're almost there. We have 11 more to go. But I'm going to tell you, it has developed a bond, a real tight bond.
Now, sure
we have always been close. Mm-hmm. But because of travel, it has developed much more of a bond where, now it's so much easier. I come here and I live with her a lot. Even though I actually live in another city, I come here a lot and stay with her. And I really had to attribute a lot of that to travel because we've learned about each other. We learned what she likes, what I like, what I don't like and what we like to do. We're very, very, very independent women and we allow for that. And so it has been very helpful.
Well, I say God bless, number one. You're 11 away. You got to make sure that happens.
It'll happen, yeah.
However that's done. But, think about it right now. With all of the areas that you've both visited, you've clearly had many memorable moments. I mean, Evelyn, what you just shared, that's kind of funny. I love the culture you both were having in Prague. But I'm sure this question won't be an easy one with all the places you have been. But can you pinpoint one that you'd like to share for today's travel conversation that really means something to you? Natalie, we're going to start with you on this one.
I will. I have a place that most people would have no desire to go, and I didn't either, and that was Antarctica. I had an opportunity, and we went to Antarctica, and were able to get onto the continent 9 times. I had no desire.
Was it Drake Passage?
It was wonderful.
Was it Drake Passage the reason you didn't want to go?
No, okay. No, it wasn't that. I didn't even know anything about it, of course, until we went through it.
Surprise!
But it is beautiful, all shades of blue. And it's just this serene. I'm telling you, that really supported my move towards mental wellness. Just the beauty of Antarctica. Hmm. I will go back one day.
What you just said there, I love, because that is travel. All of a sudden, you know what? It just changes you.
Especially
it is
if you want to go back.
So, Evelyn, what do you say to that?
I will say to you that the place that I enjoyed the most was Vietnam and Cambodia. Now, you would say, oh, my goodness. And there are a lot of people that say, oh, I will not go back to Vietnam. But they are a wonderful group of people, and they are, it was such a wonderful experience. And I had a memorable statement that I would like to give to you.
Okay.
When you go to Vietnam and try to cross the road, the scooters, the tuk-tuks, whatever, are coming at you 90 miles an hour. And you look at them, and the leader says to you, okay, just follow me. And we say, no way. He said, it's an old Vietnamese secret. When you cross the road, you look forward, you never look back, and that way they never hit you. That's what we did.
That's what we did.
You know what? I love that. And that right there is words to live by. So I will throw out one more thing, I guess, to you. You know, we talked about the world and so forth. Some place here in the U.S. that really made an impact on you. You only have about 50 seconds, so I need about a 20-second answer from each of you.
All right, really quickly, Lake Tahoe is wonderful. We went there, the whole area. We went to Virginia City. We went to Donner Pass. And we went to Carson City. So it was wonderful, and I enjoyed that.
Natalie?
You know what? I have one more. I wanted to say I really enjoyed going to South Dakota.
in Montana area, never had any desire to do it. But when I went there and I saw the beauty of that area,
it's unforgettable.
You know, it's very serene. I loved it.
What a wonderful time with you ladies today. Evelyn and Natalie, we really enjoyed connecting with you. Folks listening, you can find Evelyn and Natalie's book at a bookstore near you or online. The title again is Have a Love Affair with Travel, Your Ticket to an Exhilarating Life. Both of you, enjoy the weekend and thank you.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, listen, there they go.
Oh, my gosh. We should try to line up some of our travels with them.
Oh, they would love
seriously.
Like,
what fun.
And by the way,
say that for certain
guests. She's
got
to get to the other 11 countries. Has to make it happen.
She will. Of course she will.
All right. We are about to step aside for some sponsor messages and our local stations that can update you during this bottom of the hour break. Still to come today are deals of the week. Rudy's getting those ready right now. And in about 20 minutes, Gary and I will answer listener emails.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.